News release. Environmental Protection Agency. North Glen, Colo. Today, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, announced more than $3.2 million in brownfields grant funding to support the environmental assessment, cleanup and redevelopment of critical properties in the communities of North Glen and Lakewood, Colorado. The city of North Glen will receive $2.75 million to clean up soil contaminated with lead and arsenic on the North Glen Recreational Center property. Metro West Housing Solutions, in partnership with the Lakewood Housing Authority, will receive $500,000 to remediate asbestos and lead-based paint in the Belmar Groves Apartments property. These investments are part of the agency's Brownfields Multipurpose Assessment and Cleanup (MAC) grant programs. EPA's Brownfields grants are helping Colorado communities redevelop blighted properties, said EPA Regional Administrator K.C. Becker. The funding we are providing North Glen and Lakewood will help reclaim contaminated buildings and soils and pave the way for new businesses and safe, affordable housing. In the wealthiest nation in the world, every family should be able to live in a clean environment, said Sen. Michael Bennett. This funding will rightfully support Colorado communities disproportionately affected by contamination. These grants will help Colorado communities safely clean up polluted sites, protect their health, and rebuild in a way that creates jobs and economic opportunity. As the first representative for the 8th District, I'm fighting for every corner of the Front Range in northern Colorado to get their fair share of federal funding, said Congresswoman Yadira Caravio. Today, we took a significant step in the right direction with major federal investments in Greeley, North Glen, and Kersey. The more than $4.3 million federal grant announced by the EPA this morning will go toward cleaning up toxic sites and laying the groundwork for economic renewal at sites that have been abandoned or left in disrepair, positioning our communities for future economic success. City of North Glen, $2.75 million. The City of North Glen will use EPA Brownfields funding to address soil contamination on the former North Glen Recreational Center property. The 6.85-acre property has sat unused since a new facility recreational center was built in 2021, and developers have identified soil contamination as a significant barrier for redevelopment. North Glen is incredibly thankful to receive this support. This area is busy and well-loved in our community, adjacent to a popular park, new recreation center and soon a new city hall, shared Mayor Meredith Leete. For a city our size, the cost of cleanup was daunting and likely to take years to accomplish. The EPA Brownfields Cleanup Grant allows us to move forward with creating usable, safe, beneficial space for our residents now and plan for future development. The city has committed to reuse of the site, with asbestos abatement of the old recreation center building in the final stages of completion. The site's strategic central location within the community allows for easy access to existing infrastructure, including water, sanitary sewer, a public road, and regional detention and water quality. Brownfields grant funding will remove a barrier by remediating contaminated soil, allowing for developers to revitalize the site. The city will also work with developers that are committed to integrating environmentally sustainable practices into the redevelopment, which will result in reduced energy costs for both residents and businesses. The proposed reuse of the site is estimated to create 122 multifamily units, 34 townhomes and 17,600 square feet of commercial and retail space, which will in turn provide new job opportunities. Lakewood Housing Authority D. B. A. Metro West Housing Solutions, $500,000. Metro West Housing Solutions, MWHS, in partnership with the Lakewood Housing Authority, will use EPA Brownfields grant funding to clean up the Belmar Groves Apartments, which sits on a 4.9-acre lot and provides 118 homes across 11 buildings. Site characterization has identified all 118 entry doors are coated in lead-based paint, while asbestos exists in drywall, vinyl sheet flooring, and subfloor fireproofing space. EPA funding will remediate these contaminants and facilitate the preservation and redevelopment of existing affordable housing, which will significantly raise the property value and limit vacancy at the Belmar Groves Apartments. the Belmar Groves redevelopment will bring new life to an outdated 50-year-old apartment community. It will provide another 50 years of homes for low-income households. This redevelopment also will allow MWHS to commit to deeper levels of affordability to meet the needs of the Lakewood community, said MWHS Chief Real Estate Officer Brenda Lee Connors. The grant from EPA will allow the development to complete the necessary environmental abatement work. By having some of that cost covered, we are able to complete additional work on the building systems that will enhance the quality of life for our residents and staff. State funding breakdown. Brownfields Multipurpose Assessment and Cleanup MAC Grant Program Selection. North Glen and Metro West Housing are among six organizations in Colorado have been selected to receive EPA Brownfields funding through the Multipurpose Assessment and Cleanup MAC Grant Programs. Additional grantees announced today include: the City of Greeley, Colorado has been selected to receive $500,000. The Town of Kersey, Colorado has been selected to receive $1,132,899. The City of Monte Vista, Colorado has been selected to receive $1 million. The City of Pueblo, Colorado has been selected to receive $1 million. Additional background. APA's Brownfields program advances President Biden's Justice 40 initiative, which set a goal that 40% of the overall benefits of certain federal investments flow to communities that are marginalized by underinvestment and overburdened by pollution. Approximately 86% of the MAC and RLF supplemental program applications selected to receive funding proposed to work in areas that include overburdened communities. EPA's Brownfields program began in 1995 and has provided nearly $2.7 billion in brownfield grants to assess and clean up contaminated properties and return blighted properties to productive reuse. Prior to the bipartisan infrastructure law, this program made approximately $60 million available each year. Thanks to the president's historic investments in America through the bipartisan infrastructure law, EPA has now increased that yearly investment nearly 400%. To see the list of the FY 2024 multipurpose assessment and cleanup applicants selected for funding, visit EPA's FY 2024 multipurpose assessment and cleanup applicants webpage. For more information on EPA's Brownfields program, visit EPA's Brownfields webpage.